that this is dictating on Wanda, I'm sorry, dictating on Lucinda Williams, L-U-C-I-N-D-A, Lucinda, L-U-C-I-N-D-A, Lucinda Williams, date of birth is 3/10/1946. Date of visit is 4/16/24. Please make copy for James McDonnell, M-C-D-O-N-N-E-L-L, McDonnell, James, M-D, James McDonnell, M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Jim, thank you for sending Lucinda Williams for evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is a 78-year-old female who has a prior history of hypertension and chronic atrial fibrillation, as well as history of hypolipidemia. Had undergone atrial apical ablation and atrial appendage exclusion. Can you please change that? Had undergone robotic atrial apical ablation and atrial appendage exclusion. That was done. In January this year, the patient was hospitalized for more than 4 weeks due to post-op atelectasis and respiratory failure, and had been on oxygen which was eventually weaned off. She has, however, remained severely deconditioned and has chronic tremors of her hands and feet, unsteadiness, and trouble ambulating, and thus uses a walker to ambulate. She denied chest pains, but has some shortness of breath with exertion, and denies cough or wheezing. Next paragraph. Past history has included history of hypertension, history of hypolipidemia, and polymyalgia rheumatica, as well as rheumatoid arthritis. She has atrial arrhythmias and she had a previous history for atrial ablation in 2008, done at the Mayo Clinic. Patient also had left knee replacement surgery in 23 and breast surgery in 2023 for removal of implants that had ruptured. The patient had history of mild diabetes. Next paragraph.
One and a half times legal limit. When he calls this
allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph. Habits the patient smoked one pack per day for 50 years. And quit. I'll call you occasionally. Next, family history. Mother had a history of CHF. Father died of COPD. Next paragraph. System review. The patient some fever and fatigue and weight loss. Yes, she has double vision, no cataracts. She has no urinary frequency or dysuria. She has shortness of breath and coughing spells. She has nausea and heartburn. And she has no diarrhea or constipation. There's no diarrhea or constipation, no chest or jaw pain. She has anxiety with depression. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has numbness of the extremities and tremors and headaches and memory loss and itchiness of skin. Next paragraph, physical med list included Protonix 40 milligrams daily, prednisone 5 milligrams as directed. Recently completed Levaquin 500 milligrams a day for 1 week. Eliquis 5 milligrams BID. Simvastatin 20 milligrams a day. Lexapro 20 milligrams daily. Next, paragraph. Physical exam, this averagely built elderly white female is alert, pale, and somewhat shaky. Her blood pressure 130 by 70. 70 pulse is 94, aspirations 20, temps 97.6, weight is 184, saturation 96. HE and ear non-phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, no lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. Occasional bibasal crackles. Scattered visas bilaterally. Heart. Heart sounds irregular, synonymous to no murmur. Abdomen soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly. Bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions. Reflexes are 1+ with no gross motor upsets. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number one. CHF with history of atrial arrhythmias. Number two is chronic left basilar atelectasis with history of atrial ablation. I'm sorry, with robotic atrial ablation. Number three is history of chronic atrial fibrillation. Number four is degenerative arthritis. And number five is polymyalgia rheumatica. And next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast and a complete PFT. She will use a nebulizer with albuterol, an adjuvant solution, BID and PRN. Advised to continue with Eliquis 5 milligrams BID. She will get a CBC complete metabolic profile and set rate and come back for a follow-up approximately 6 weeks. Orally if necessary. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for James McDonnell, MD. Here.